News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, a status orange rainfall warning for counties Kerry, Cork, Tip and Waterford is due to expire at 9pm without hopefully causing significant flooding to property. However, Cork City Council has warned that river flooding is likely to continue for some hours as conditions gradually ease. And I'm joined now by David Joyce, Head of Operations with Cork City Council. David, what's it like in Cork on the ground down there today?
Good morning. The heavy rain and the high winds have eased, but there is more rain predicted for later today. And there is an awful lot of water fell across the catchment yesterday, and this needs to wash through the system today. So while the weather will be significantly more benign today than yesterday, there is an awful lot of water on the ground that is running off the sodden fields and into the rivers. So we have had a watching brief all night across the city looking at the various different rivers. We did have to close the straight road of the Carrigrahan Road last night due to the amount of water that was on it. And there are other roads across the city that remain closed. What we have noticed in the last 2 to 3 hours is some of the levels in some of the rivers have begun to fall or have become static, so they're not rising anymore. So we do expect quite a number of the rivers to start falling across the day. But there is still so much water in the system that some of the bigger rivers will continue to be in flood state for some time to
come.
OK,
but you're not expecting to see the kind of scenes we've seen previously in Cork city centre with the Lee bursting its banks, the ESB opening its floodgates and residents and businesses destroyed?
No, we're not expecting flood damage at this point in time. We are expecting significant disruption to travel across the city in relation to key roads like the Carrigrahan Road being closed, but we're not expecting property damage. We would obviously advise members of the public to continue to be vigilant and to continue to ensure that they are vigilant.
Thank you for that. That is David Joyce, their Head of Operations with Cork City Council. And also on the line is Ralph Regal, Southern Correspondent with the Irish Independent. Ralph, you're in Fermoy near the River Blackwater. Did it break its banks last night?
Yes, it did. I mean, essentially what you're talking about is two of the most seriously impacted communities would be Mallow and Fermoy, both on the River Blackwater. So the River Blackwater came very, very close to record levels. And but for the fact that there are major flood defences in both towns, you'd be talking about serious property damage. Now, what has happened is very much like Cork City, there's been an awful lot of travel disruption. So flood barriers were deployed in Mallow and in Fermoy. In the case of Fermoy, it has resulted in a partial closure of the local road, and there's major diversions in place. And Gardaí have warned that that'll probably be in place for some time until the water levels begin to recede.
Okay, but for now, flood defences holding their own and property damage is minimal.
Yeah, very much. As I said, like those two towns were probably, I mean, amongst the jewels in the crown of the OPW in terms of flood defences, alongside Clonmel and a couple of others. And really, if it wasn't for the flood defences, you'd be talking about, I'd say, possibly millions of euros worth of property damage simply because of the level of rainfall. It's still raining actually here in Fermoy at the moment, and it'll be, I'd say, some time before the water levels go back to anything like normal levels.
Look, thank you for that indeed. That is Ralph Regal, their Southern Correspondent with the Irish Independent.